in order to have a balance, a successful economy, a successful capital market, since one man's debts are another man's assets, you have to keep interest rates not so high that they crush the debtor
right.
without having them so low that they are bad for the creditor.
Right.
So you see these cycles. When we had zero interest rates and negative real interest rates, what you saw was massive creation of credit and money and borrowing and so on. That's what the cycle looks like if you have losses. And then you also have, under those circumstances, classically, the strengthening of the central government's control over the central bank. In other words, when these things happen, then there is, they can't be at odds. And so there is greater control by the central government. And
are you writing the news?
No, I've just seen this movie before.
It's exactly what's happening.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Because it must happen in the nature of that dynamic when you have, imagine the fight between the central bank and the central government
right.
in the middle of a crisis. So there is this control because there's a monetary thing.
Because there has to be.
Right. What happens? If you're the president of the United States or you are the leader in that country and you're in this kind of a monetary crisis, it's like anything, any fight. You don't want the internal fight. You want to get control, and there's a fight for control.
Right.
So we're living in a world today in which there are fights for control, right?
Yes.
Who has the power and the fights for control?